I'm here at the stadium. We're waiting for Pope Francis to celebrate Holy Mass. And I'm here with two young Indonesian Catholics who seem very happy to be here. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Eugene. I'm an Indonesian citizen here.
My name is Natasha, and I'm a youngster from the Catholic Church back in Jakarta.
Are you part of a group of young Catholics?
Yes, we are part of a youth organization that our church serves in Paroki Pantai Indah Kapuk called Gereja Regina Caeli Church. So yeah, we do a lot of things there for the youth. So yeah.
What do you do?
So a lot of us, we arrange social groups that talk about our faith a lot, and then we actually give an opportunity for the people to actually give back to the community under the banner of the church. So we collect young individuals who are enthusiastic and not only serving the Lord, but also giving back to the community, which Pope Francis is very big on. And that's what we try to do and what we try to emulate.
So charity works, helping people, that kind of thing, education.
Yeah, a lot of charity work, social impact stuff. We're trying to drive into a lot of environmental impact stuff as well. So a lot of the mandates that we get on is actually a reflection of what Pope Francis has been doing. So it's normal for us as a church, and especially as the youth, to look at our leader and just do whatever he wants us to do, and that's what we try to bring. Add a little Indonesian flair to it.
Absolutely. What do you hope for this visit?
I think as a minority group in a very single religion dominated country, I think his visit brings a lot of publicity and exposure to us minorities in a way that has never happened before. I've never witnessed such a huge interreligious affair that even our brothers and sisters from other religions that actually, oh, so this is Catholicism. Oh, I think this is for them to actually like explore and like discover a whole different culture and a whole different religion. And I think that is a wonderful thing, especially here in Indonesia.
Indonesia is being held up as a model for interreligious harmony. Is it true?
I think it's been getting better, but it hasn't reached that substantial level yet. But it has been getting better, and I don't see any other way it would go down from it.
So what are the main challenges you'd say young people such as yourself face in Indonesian society today?
I think a lot of it has been doing about, if you want to make it in this country, you sort of have to know someone and get connections, basically. And I think it's been harder for us since they still look at the young people as not as competent as they are. And I do think that's, we're not being taken as seriously as we hope to be. And I think that should be a challenge that is faced by a whole lot of other people, not just in Indonesia, but we do feel it here especially. And if there's one thing, one major thing that we could address, it would be that as a young person in Catholic.
Can I ask you, how old are you and what do you do in life?
Sure, I'm actually 24 and I'm a sustainability consultant.
So Laudato Si echoes with you.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope I can live and breathe that as I do. So yeah.
Just last, what do you hope for this meeting of Pope Francis today? Are you, obviously you're happy. What do you expect?
I hope for me personally, I can grow better as an individual and emulate his, not only Pope Francis, but Jesus' way better. And I hope that other people here with us as well, the whole 90,000 people watching here with us in Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, can do better with their lives and have and leave a better impact in this world, especially for Indonesia, because God knows we desperately need that.
Thank you very much. Natasha, are you part of the same youth group?
Yeah, I'm the same youth group as him.
How old are you and what do you do in life?
Oh, I'm 20 years old and I'm still in the university and I'm majoring in graphic design.
Graphic design. What do you hope for the event today, this mass? What are your feelings?
Actually, similar to Eugene, I just like I hope that the meeting with Pope Francis today will make Indonesia like think bigger and then like respect Catholic more, because like we're still a minority in this country, and then like I hope that yeah people will kind of accept us and like support what our beliefs are.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your peers across the ocean in the Vatican?
Oh my God. Maybe like, I just want them to know that we're here too. We're Indonesian, and we have our strong beliefs in Catholics, and that we enjoy what we're doing. And then I hope they're doing too.